This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
In the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me stare like second nature. Zeds disappear like second nature. Posted on the same block like an hour later. Whole team eating but it's only right. There's a spare plate but you're the phony type. J-Hop's ugly innit. Baby 1 minute. Your bunda looking wicked. Ayo, I started off gentle. My stroke ain't mental, my lifestyle eventful. I didn't mean to offend you. Fendi belt saying F you, I style like I'm mental. Moving wild and mental, I made another 5 this week. Your money playing hide and seek. I don't even like to speak. I just tell him hi and bye. Slide up automatic, high and die. High and die, high and die. Styles on them like it's common sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me share like second nature.
Since you're gonna do it, yeah, I haven't did it. Nigga, I'm handling it, handy with it. Think I'ma do it, let the hammer do it. Click, bang. Stick jam like what happened to it. Was it not working, bruv? Why you think I'm lurking, bruv? Creep on him, lean on him. Witnesses eavesdropping, keep popping. They keep bopping like I ain't seen nothing. Don't make me upset. Reach for an object. Who's that in the passenger? Brown skin. She got big body. Breast in my face when she grip on me. Lick on me. Drug money, I got the lick on me. You're not popping, never pop. Not in my nigga. Stop bluffing. F your opinion. Always destined for brilliance. Wouldn't rest on a million. Hit as best as civilians.
All them masked up looking creepy. Park up, jump out, spark off, jump in. Skirt out like it's too easy. If anybody else didn't see me. Doing styles on them like it's common sense. Hopped out the Benz like it's common sense. Put a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me step like second nature.
Types of fuckery. That's Jay Huss with Common Sense. The remarkable Jay Huss, the astonishing Jay Huss, just completed, I think, a sold out tour. Massive venues like the Albert Hall in Manchester. Yeah. Jeez. Hasn't dropped the album yet. Was kind of quiet even before. Obviously, you know, dropped a couple of singles and that, but he had this kind of big return at Culture Clash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Went away for a bit, came back with a bang. Yeah, just sold out this massive tour and is about to drop the album on Friday.
For me, this is the most highly anticipated album.
I think so.
What's funny is I've heard his name.
To interject, Stormzy's came out this year, innit?
Yeah, but I'm more of I prefer Jay Huss to Stormzy personally. Yeah,
which makes it a subjective thing. But
yeah,
I think
that's what I mean, to me.
Oh, right, yeah. No, but I think factually Stormzy's would have been highly anticipated.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
But yeah, Jay Huss is doing bits. Like that's not to kind of overshadow his remarkable trajectory, man. That's what we started the show with. We are Michael Payne,
That's it.
Hallelujah.
We are just
no. You didn't let me finish. Do you know what I mean? Listen to the inflection. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I didn't just go, "We are Michael Payne."
Yeah, but it sounded like it was going to be that.
Nah, it didn't sound like it was going to be that, though, did it? Really?
A little bit. Back me up a bit.
No, well, I made the joke. You know what I mean? So obviously, I saw it.
Yeah, and then he sold you down the river. Did you notice? Yeah, he was silent.
So silent. I was like, come on, man.
But yeah, anyway, we are Michael Payne, Hallelujah, Renzel Nottingham, and Sarah DiBunda.
Beautiful.
Right. We are your Hump Day Helpers.
Mm-hmm. I apologise if you hear any sniffling throughout the show. I'm pretty ill.
My name is Mike Hill.
Jeez.
We got scaffolding outside as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's just a case of a nice day if you want to just go and sit outside for a bit.
No, I was just going to say, just as a little forewarning, if we don't have a show next week, it's because someone came in and stole all the equipment. Because that's what people do.
If they could fit through that window, they'd be very, very slim.
There was, I was at a sort of voiceover job a couple of weeks ago. And two of the engineers were talking. They were scaffolding outside that window as well. And they were talking about these guys that they knew that lived in somewhere in Asia. And they would use a panda to go in. They trained a panda to not only go into windows and that, but then I think eat the bamboo that they had used as scaffolding after they just consumed the evidence.
Oh. Eat shoots and leaves. That's the name of a book, by the way. I didn't.
But that was a great application, to be fair.
Very good.
We got a packed show coming up for you today on this week's episode of Hump Day Help. We have got Pep Star in studio. He's going to be coming in to chat to us about some new music. We've got the one and only Protégé on the phone. Is he in Jamaica? Is that why he's on the phone, or is he just like in South London somewhere?
I think
he's in the country.
Yeah, he's just about to do his tour, so I actually do think he's over here now.
Well, he's going to be on the phone chatting to us, hopefully give us some little secrets about the tour, tell us what his rider is so we can be like him. Yeah. And we got a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
But you said their new style of game.
We've got... Okay, I'm going to say for one of the games... I am going to have to protect Jacob because you are fully going to want to come for him after the show.
Come
for him. Oh, okay. Because even earlier when he was playing it to me, I was getting angry about the clip. So I know you, Michael Payne, this is not going to go down well with you. However, we will do it. But also we've got another game which involves tasting some liquid.
Yeah. Why is it specifically bad for Michael Payne?
And this one's come from Jacob. No, sorry.
Because out of everyone in here, I would say Michael gets the most kind of animated about the clips and the games. We all do, but do you not
agree
that Michael...
We're all so tenuous.
Yeah, well,
irritatingly tenuous.
This is beyond tenuous today.
Right.
So
beyond tenuous.
It's ridiculous.
Damn. Uber tenuous.
But look out for that soon, because who knows, actually.
And then we've got a tasting game.
You've got a tasty game.
Maybe we should do... It's a drinking game,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Is, yeah,
maybe we should do the drinking game before the annoying game.
And then it'll be just less annoying,
No, there'll just be more violence.
Oh, okay, because we are having some gin. Exactly. So it does involve gin.
Oh, brilliant.
We're going to all be having a cuddle and a cry by the end of the show.
So maybe we should wait till Pep leaves before he comes in and sees a hot mess in the studio of everyone just crying.
You've got to read it out, mate. Oh. You know the rules.
True.
Them's the rules, bruh.
Right, so I can't read it out because it's a picture, but it's a picture of my niece and my dad in the garden.
That's cute.
Aww.
Cute.
Fair play to you, mate.
Big Gaz.
Fat Gaz,
Fat Gaz.
Sorry, Harley tried to be polite. Try and change his nickname.
No, I just got it wrong.
Yeah, Fat Gaz and Grace just in the garden soaking up some rays.
And you actually call him Fat Gaz, don't you?
Yeah, all the time.
You don't call him Dad?
No.
He's strictly Fat Gaz.
Fat Gaz and Joe. That's my mum and dad.
Fair play.
But it sounds like... it's disrespectful, obviously, not calling mum and dad or whatever. But it is just a joke. We are like a very jokey family, and I do respect them. So before people are like, oh...
You know what? I can imagine your dad and mum having... I don't know if you remember this. If this is like way too far beyond before your time.
I'm still... But I live in a town that's still 10 years behind.
Good point.
Have to remember
so
there
are people probably still rolling around. Do you remember when couples used to have their names on the windscreen?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I swear that. Your mum and dad remind me of the type of couple that would have done that back in the day, though.
Have you never seen that?
When people have their names on the windshield?
Not Gaz.
Oh, man, like you're so young.
Can you I not think so.
You know, Ali G in the house, they have like their names on the windshields.
I do remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Gaz hates it.
Does he?
Gaz hates anyone who modifies a car in any way.
It used to be like his and her, like in the
basically, yeah, just their names.
No, Ali G has Ali and then it's like his bitch or something.
My bitch.
Is it on his car windshield?
No, like on his window screen.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I'm talking about.
My Julie, maybe.
There we go. That's an example for you. Amy and Ralph there.
There you go. I love them things.
Yeah.
I thought they were actually well slick when I used. That's how old I am.
To be fair, Gaz did used to have. Can you remember the Vauxhall? Not Cortina.
Astra.
No, everyone used to have a red top, and you used to get a red top one. Cavalier.
Cavalier.
Yeah, you used to have a Vauxhall Cavalier with hydraulic suspension.
My dad had a Cavalier as well. My dad had a beige Cavalier. Again, that's how old I am. Cars were beige back then. You get beige whips.
I've got beige.
Can't get beige whips anymore.
I don't think so. When was the last time you saw a beige?
Well, they're called champagne. Yeah,
there's like champagne minis. Gold now, minis aren't they? Are like there's some. Beige
oh yeah, that's
mini.
True.
And there's
that's
that like true. There's that little Fiat, the little tiny Fiat.
The 500.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know car names, but there's definitely seen a few beige ones and them going around.
We're now a motoring show, by the way. If you've
known. Yeah. Yeah.
Home and motoring. Speaking of homes. See that? How rich do you reckon you would have to be to forget completely about a property that you owned? Forget that you owned it.
Well, Mario Balotelli is rich, and he once forgot about a car he parked at an airport, if you remember.
A car?
And that's a
imagine.
Car. Yeah. So, and he's that rich, so I'm assuming you've got to have about more than 50 cent, I'd say.
Well, 50 cent... recently got burgled, and when he was told about the attempted burglary, he actually forgot that he owned the house. So on Tuesday, police descended on his property after they were tipped off that an intruder had intruded onto the 17-acre property. And news of a kerfuffle between the police and the would-be burglar appeared on TMZ. 50 cents, 47.
I thought that.
Mad.
No way.
I thought he was
makes
older.
Makes sense.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
But Eminem's what? Is he 50 now?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. It was sort of...
Fuck.
I know, it sounds weird.
It does sound really weird. 47 years old.
That's why when people are saying, oh, Eminem's changed, he's not the same, and I think, if a 50-year-old bloke screams about what he used to, it's just weird, isn't it?
That's very true. Very true. So 50 Cent went on Instagram and went... What, my house got robbed? I thought I sold that motherfucker. Lol. Brilliant. Although it's understandable, the rapper really did think he'd sold the mansion in Connecticut, as it had been put up for sale in 2016, actually, after him filing for bankruptcy in 2015, as the home was reportedly costing $72,000 a month in upkeep. 82 grand. Yeah. I mean, 72 grand.
But the sale fell through on the 52-bedroom property.
Wow.
That's probably 50,000 English pounds a month.
52 bedrooms.
No one needs that many bedrooms, do they, really?
That's 52 incredible.
52 bedrooms.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't imagine. I can't visualise...
That many rooms.
50 bedrooms. Yeah. That many bedrooms. That's not rooms. That's
probably
bedrooms.
Like, what, like 10 toilets at least?
Yeah. Fuck.
Right, some gaffs, you know, have 3 bedrooms and 2 toilets. So, you know, it's probably got at least 25 toilets.
How many kitchens? You need more than one kitchen for 50
bedrooms.
You're going
to have 2 kitchens in the yard.
At least. Living rooms. How big's the garden to fit all these people
17?
In?
17. Oh, no, that's just the
shit I would do in that house. Mm. I'd cycle everywhere in my house.
In the house.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have like a monorail. You know what I mean? Tram system.
Do you remember Richie Rich?
Yeah.
Mm. I'd have a yard like that if it was that big.
With the roller coaster.
Yeah, I would. I guarantee if I ever made enough money and, like, you know, you get the people that come around and style your house and build it to specification, I would literally just hand them a VHS of Richie Rich and go build that. I'll be back in 6 weeks.
There was someone on the
6 Graham weeks. Yeah, you got 6 weeks. Build that.
There was someone on the Graham Norton show the other week, and they got their house. In fact, did you see the photo of Will Smith's house that's been circulating recently? And the caption said,
that's
like,
so mad. A photo of your house is just circulating.
Yeah, because it says, if you ran away, you'd still be at home. Like,
oh, it's that big.
Yeah,
that's so true, actually.
Isn't it? like the land and what is on it. And there was someone else on the Graham Norton show recently, and they've got a a dining area, two stages, like a Starbucks, a shopping mall, all in the property. Yeah.
Who's hired someone to work in Starbucks?
Yeah, but they've got like house. That's just like one of the many shops that they have there.
Actually, on Twitter the other day, I can't remember who it was, but someone tweeted that someone in London has a Dirty Burger, 24-hour Dirty Burger in their house. You're right there, Hals.
Sorry, mate. I had to think of that.
I was going to make a joke then. I'm not going to now.
24-hour Dirty Burger in your house. Gaff.
I don't know what's a Dirty Burger.
It's a sort of small burger chain.
Oh, it sounds nice.
It is. It's good.
Amazing.
It is very good.
Really good.
Harley's looking. I just have to draw attention about it. I do that when I've got a cold, but just the one nostril tissue in the nostril. It's a strong look. On any occasion.
I've got the weakest immune system, and I'm sat the closest to it.
You're gonna get ill.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you know, obviously that's not the first... This is...
That's not...
I see what you did there. That's not the first time 50's been kind of in the news, in the limelight recently. He recently punched a fan who pulled him off stage during a gig in Baltimore. But the fan was fine. He accidentally punch a fan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I missed that long word there between recently and punched. So he accidentally punched a fan. I don't know how you do that, but he accidentally punched a fan. But then, as if that's not weird enough, punching fans at your gig, he brought her on stage to twerk for the crowd.
Wow. So that's what you have to do to apologise to someone. So next time I accidentally like bang someone on the TV, like, oh, come round to work for my mates. I am sorry. You can. But everyone's going round mine Sunday dinner. You can.
I don't know.
I don't know how he got away with that.
The type of lifestyle this guy's living is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. To be forgetting about houses and then getting people to twerk for you after punching them in the face.
How many cleaners does he have for that house, do you reckon, with 52 bedrooms?
Just one, but they're just always there.
Yeah.
Just
continuous
sleep
in between.
Yeah.
Wake up clean.
Did you see recently, like about a year ago now probably as well, he found out he had a son and then put it all over Instagram?
No. I knew he had kids, but I didn't know he had
found out
a
he had a son that was like 11 or something. And
really?
But like introduced it, was like, Rod, I didn't know that this kid was my son or something, just found out today.
Well, they did a photo of him.
Yeah, and then like started uploading his school reports, like, look how well he's doing. He definitely is mine then.
Of course he is.
And then, yeah, like a few weeks later, he then removed them all off his Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't his son.
Weird.
Maybe he got a bad report card. Yeah, he was like, I'm disowning you.
Yeah, no more Instagram. I'm not tagging you anymore. No more followers for you, you little shit. Because that's how 50 Cent talks to his kids. Get in touch with us, man. We want to speak to you. We've got a brand new email address that you can contact us with.
It's hump@fubarradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
That is hump, H-U-M-P.
At fubarradio.com. The tweet remains the same, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, @fubarradio.
Yeah, we're going to have Pepstar coming in. He's going to give you some advice, I'm sure. He's a lovely guy, very intelligent. Protégé probably won't be able to, since it's going to be a chat on the phone.
He's in Bristol.
And he's in Bristol. Yeah. Okay, sick place. Is that where he's starting the tour?
I believe so, yes.
Brilliant place to start a reggae tour.
And he's definitely on tour. Not like Sean Walsh the other day where he'd already finished.
I can't say that's definitely true until we ask him himself. Maybe.
Not many other reasons you'd want to go to Bristol.
How dare you? I haven't been to Bristol, but I'm sure.
You've never been?
No, but I'd like to. I would really like to go to Bristol.
I've been a few times.
I like a lot of the
music. We've had some good times in Bristol.
We have had some great times.
Well, I always liked it since Massive Attacker from there, Porter's Head, it was tricky.
Had a very hairy experience the first time I went to Bristol.
Is that a euphemism?
Hairy?
It's not a euphemism. I remember I lost my phone.
Oh.
And then, so basically I got to Bristol Station because Rizzle Kicks were on tour and I was supporting them. So when I got to the station, I got a cab to the venue and then got out of the cab, paid for it, realised upon entering the venue that I'd left my phone in the cab. So Harley's tour manager, on some born identity shit, just like, was just looking at the Find My Phone app.
Mm.
And then directing his assistant to drive me around Bristol chasing this cab with my phone in the back seat. My phone was just in the back seat as well when I retrieved it. It was brilliant. It was literally just like being in a Bourne film.
I do remember that, yeah.
Mm.
Good times.
Good stuff. Yeah, get in touch with us and we will help you out. It's Hump Day Help, it's FUBAR Radio, and this is a song. Radio, Hump Day Help. That was Bobby Womack's version of All Along the Watchtower, which I've never heard before.
Neither have I. I was
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I was sort of singing along as if it was Jimi Hendrix, and then I realised I was going too fast, and I thought, oh, a chopped and screwed version of All Along the Watchtower. but no, the Natalie sort of enlightened us all.
Who else did it recently?
Devlin and Ed Sheeran.
Devlin, isn't it?
It's
originally a Bob Dylan song.
Bob Dylan, yeah, it is, yeah.
But yeah, Devlin and Ed Sheeran did it.
Good version as well, you know.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Okay.
I like the video as well.
The videos, I remember that being very good.
Really good.
I think I prefer to Bob's.
Me too. Yeah. Jimmy's is my favourite
Bob Dylan's
version.
Quoted he'd never perform that song live ever again after he heard Jimi Hendrix's version.
Oh, for real.
Makes sense.
And dubbed him on his own song, like I did to Elton John.
Yeah, I was going to say Elton John said the same thing to you, didn't he?
After you did what song?
Don't tell me. Not Candle in the Wind. It was a sacrifice. No, I'm not even doing
it. Just one more time.
Shy! You thought I was going to do it.
Yes, I did.
Nah.
Come on, just the one.
I will not read out anymore.
Yeah, otherwise it's just going to make it awkward. It's going to be like an awkward
If song. I sing, I want to hear the PRS. I want to hear the money going into my account.
Okay.
I've got £1.72.
That's actually quite good. That's more than I get for a single of my own songs. let's go through some figures. Great way to swerve.
It's from Paulie. Yeehaw, fam. Well, I guess it's probably yeah. Yeah, fam.
Man, it could be yeehaw. It could be yeehaw.
Yeah, man.
Yeehaw.
Is he from the West?
Yeehaw, fam. My woman. My woman has proper nice toenails.
Okay.
They are long and scratchy. Gives a bare nice back massage. Good scratch. She recently cut them off. Them all off. They are gone, and I'm not used to them not being there. I feel like I lost my soulmate. How do I ask her to grow those peng toenails back?
In English, isn't it? If that's the language you speak.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
You can't really ask someone that question, though. That's like, that's, you know, that could be a relationship breaker.
Really?
I feel like you
grow them before.
Can you grow them peng toenails back?
Actually, I suppose
you ask them for them to grow back, but don't say it's because you feel like the toenails are your soulmate.
That's a bit slightly different. Not her.
Yeah, I completely overlooked that bit as well. That's just weird. Mm. So,
or does he mean like she's not his soulmate without her toenails?
No, the Steve says I feel like I lost
regardless,
my soulmate.
Regardless, the toenails are a big issue.
Because she's still there, it's just the toenails that aren't. So the toenails are the soulmate.
With the toenails, she'd have to wear a big issue.
Hey.
Sorry.
Nice. Well, is it a little bit unusual? I've never come across that someone giving me a back massage with their toenails.
Yeah, it's not really a massage, is
no,
it?
No, not really.
And it's not really something the man's going to do. I mean, you're more likely to get a massage in the back with feet from a woman.
I've never been asked to do that either. Have you ever asked a woman to do that for you?
No, but I know men that ask women to walk across their backs.
Yeah?
Just out of thought, do you reckon the cord a thumbtack, because it's a toe nail? Or do you reckon just because you use your thumb to tack it in, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say the latter.
I wish it was the other one.
So do I. Now that you mention it. do you know what he should... Like, do you know what maybe what he should do? Maybe kind of coax her gently into growing them back. And then even if she cuts them off, just be there, sweep them up, and then you've got the toenails.
How
put them on a key ring.
How do you coax somebody into growing the toenails?
Just going, oh, babes, remember them times when you had them really long toenails, man? Those days were so sick, man. Not saying you should get them back or anything, but them days were sick.
You know, like Samson's hair, yeah? Like, I'm not saying it compares.
Yeah, you know the ones where your strength might... You know you lost your job after you thingy? But these times you've sabotaged her job. Yeah, make her lose her job.
Because of her toenails?
No. This is what you do. You make her lose her job. You literally make her life go down the shitter, yeah? And then convince her that it's because she cut her toenails.
Or cut the toes off all of her shoes and socks. So she has to have exposed toenails, and no one wants any chewed up stubby toenails, do they? Do you know what I mean? So
no, but you can still have nice short toenails. Yeah, what his problem is that they were nice long toenails.
I know what to do. If she doesn't want to grow them back, just get like falsies, and then she can just stick them on when she wants to give them a back scratch, peel them off.
Well, will they stay on? Are they?
No, you can take some that just come off for fingernails. I'm sure they must do toe ones as well.
True.
Could do that. I mean, it would be a bit
long
different.
Toenails a thing? Wait, surely...
How long?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. How
talons?
You have to wear another shoe size.
Yeah. Touching the ground when you're wearing open toe sandals.
Wow, and that you have
you're
to go
kicking
up.
Change up.
Like you go without the toenails, I'm a size 6, but with them, I'm a size 8.5 or something because it's so long for toenails. I don't like.
I think he maybe means just slightly longer than usual, long enough to scratch. To provide a pleasant scratch. You get me? I don't think he means... Oh wow.
There's a picture of feet on screen. Toes.
Wait, whose are they? Are they his girlfriends?
I don't know.
Jacob, they're going past the slipper.
They're Jacob's feet.
Are they yours?
They're Jacob's feet.
Oh, that's so great. That's brilliant.
They're very long.
They're very long
the big
blue. Could you
especially.
Tweet that, please?
Yeah, that would be good.
That's
and
brilliant.
Just put Jacob's toes, please, if you can go with that.
Make sure they know they're yours.
That's a nice blue. Wow.
Whoa.
That's like some dragon shit.
That is.
Some purple.
That could like pierce your skin
fully.
They're not real though. Yeah, they've got to be fake ones.
Do you not reckon they were growing?
No, you can see the side of a nail on a big toe.
Would they not snap off so they got to that length? You could never wear shoes.
What could you do with them?
What? Yeah.
Scratch the back. You can't go anywhere with those.
You're scratching back nicely though.
Yeah, but you can't walk anywhere.
Head scratch.
Yo, do you know what you could do though? Can you remember? I don't know if people still wear them, but I can remember my sister used to have a pair when she was at school. And they were like, girls just used to have them in general. They were like socks that went over it, like gloves, like finger, toe socks.
Oh, the ones that go over all your individual, they segregate all your individual toes.
So if you cut the tips off like fingerless gloves, but you could still have your toes covered but keep your nails out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, they're so long that if your foot is flat on the ground, they're just going to be kind of... Do you know what I mean?
It won't be flat.
They would never be. Yeah, they would snap off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're for like, you know, like wheelchair users. That's that kind of, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to ruin them then. They could stunt some fucking pain toenails.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
They're kind of weapons, really, aren't they? If you
just swift kick in the boat.
Ooh.
Swift. But then if you're in a wheelchair, I don't think you're going to be able to.
You might be able to. Probably not if you're in a wheelchair. It'd be the legs that don't work.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be in a wheelchair. Good point.
Anyway,
moving on from Jazza. Cool. Hello. I've been cherry picking last weekend. Had a nice day. All good. I haven't had sex in a while, and every time I pick the cherries, they remind me of the bum emoji, giving me a pretty hard boner. Isn't it a peach, the bum emoji?
That's what I was thinking.
My family was there, so I was quite embarrassed. How do I stop myself next weekend? Because I'm going to, I'm going cherry picking again this weekend. How do I clean my thoughts and not get a bonnet?
A bonnet.
I think it might be a boner.
I'm
but
pretty
tactical
sure.
Tactical wank.
Could be a bonnet. I don't know.
We'll go peach picking.
Tactical wank.
No, cherries.
Go peach picking instead. You're obviously an idiot.
Why couldn't cherries look like?
The peach emoji is like the bum, renowned bum emoji.
So
that is the standard bum emoji. There is no other.
Jazza likes his peaches 2 weekends in a row, cherry picking with the family. That's nice, I guess. But
where does he live that he's cherry picking every weekend?
Where's he?
I used to have a cherry tree on my garden growing up.
Yeah, but did you used to go to it on the weekend specifically as an event?
I was there every fucking day.
Did you get a boner when you were picking
them? I got a lot of boners, but we had that tree, to be honest with you.
Did you get a bonnet as well?
Only at Easter.
Yeah. Well, what can Jazza do?
The tactical wank.
The tactical wank, that's
before
it.
You go cherry picking.
Before you go cherry picking, okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's sorted out Jazza then, hasn't it? Lovely, yeah. Lovely.
He's probably
job.
Not going to want to go cherry picking after that.
Lazy, isn't it? Yeah, getting itis.
Everything's right with the world now.
And
cherries deserve to live. Oh, dearie me.
Well, let's get into a song.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have Pep Star in the studio.
Boom, bam.
I love you. I love you.
I don't know what she's phoning me still.
Why you bring that Insta?
Well, I guess my hand slipped, babe. I was just browsing still.
Keep liking your tweets, though.
Don't mean that I'm just full rat, you need to chill.
If you don't want to put an end to it, I will.
I don't know why you saying that, you know the deal.
Okay, but who is she?
Look, she's only a friend. I know her from old school. Met her in the West End with a man then backstage with a best friend. And when we had a moment, we would text them. But I won't lie, she was kind of different. I did used to feel her to an extent. But them times I was on the next friend. Things could have progressed, but I never let them. It weren't anything more than that. So why you want to complain when I text them? And anytime I chat to a female friend, you wanna chat shit and try and tell me I sex them. And if you wanna chat about girls from the past, then you must wanna chat about all your ex-men. Wait, what's that? If you ain't got nothing to say, then don't try and ask, man.
Who's that girl?
I don't know that girl. I don't know why she's phoning me still.
Why you bring that Insta?
Well, I guess my hand slipped, babe. I was just browsing still.
She keeps liking your tweets, though.
Don't mean that I'm just full rat, you need to chill.
If you don't wanna put an end to it, I will.
I don't know why you're saying that, you know the deal.
Okay, but who is she?
Look, she's only a pal, I know her from long time. I think she's from South, and the show down there, and I near you, Esther. She stopped, man, saying you you're one of the best at. And two twos, he was talking a bit, and then she told man, she don't really wanna get down, cause she's got a man, and she don't wanna cheat. So I said, alright, cool, then I left out, but it's in the past. Might link up for a laugh, but apart from that, it's dead now, man. What's worse is you asked me about this before, man, I swear it's getting me vexed now. So all of this talk about who's that girl's gotta stop, you better forget now. And every other day you're trying to ask big man questions, like, excuse me though,
who's that girl?
I don't know that girl, I don't know why she's phoning me still.
Why you bring that Insta?
Well, I guess my hand slipped, babe, I was just bragging still.
She keeps liking your tweets though.
Don't mean that, I'm just full back, you need to chill.
If you don't wanna put an end to it, I will.
I don't know why you're saying that, you know the deal.
Okay, but who is she?
She keeps asking who's that girl, I keep telling her I don't know.
Nah.
And now she's trying to pre the caller ID when I answer my phone.
Ring.
And when I ain't here, she's trying to tell me I've got things on the low.
Who's that girl?
I said lie them tools, even if I didn't have them, you'd never know. She keeps asking who's that girl, I keep telling her I don't know. And now she's trying to pre the caller ID when I answer my phone.
Ring.
And when I ain't here, she's trying to tell me I've got things on the low. I said lie them tools, even if I did have them,
who's that girl?
I don't know that girl, I don't know why she's phoning me still.
Why you bringing her Insta?
Well, I guess my hand slipped, babe, I was just browsing still.
She keeps liking your tweets though.
Don't mean that, I'm just full back, you need to chill.
If you don't wanna put an end to it, I will.
I don't know why you're saying that, you know the deal.
Okay, but who is she?
I don't know that girl, I don't know why she's phoning me still.
Why you bringing her Insta?
Well, I guess my hand slipped, babe, I was just browsing still.
She keeps liking your tweets though.
Don't mean that, I'm just full back, you need to chill.
If you don't wanna put an end to it, I will.
I don't know why you're saying that, you know the deal.
Okay, but who is she? Are you alright?
Really?
Jams?
Seriously, are you listening?
Like,
stop mocking me.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Audio slow.
Man, a lyrical skeng, spray like a Big Mac 10 or a Big 4-5 that length.
I'm a lyrical threat, shells all over the set. Got a couple more clips in my head, got a few more left. Rinse off the clip, then jet, man, a man could never take check.
Man can't intercept, yeah, man, best come correct, cause you can't test my intellect.
And that, don't forget, if you ever track, come step. Man, I take it to Stoots and do tests, no abs, no chest. Just spit pad and pen, make him get in the booth and do sweats. Call who, call friends, he can't even call for a Benz. Now he's talking smack about fresh, that night, that set. He can't even track, come step, man, I showed them man about chef.
You don't wanna act fresh, lyrical 45 special, I can put couple holes in your vest, best talk to me, bless. Come and sit down on my desk, we can talk about figures and checks. When I spray two sets, girls wanna wave two breasts. I've been with the devil in a blue dress, I show man respect. Cause you already know man's a vet, grind reaper, I show man death.
Man a lyrical skengs, spray like a Big Mac 10 or a Big 4-5 that length.
I'm a lyrical threat, shells all over the set. Got a couple more clips in my head, got a few more left.
Rinse off the clip, then jet, man a man could never take check.
Man can't intercept, yeah man best come correct, cause you can't test my intellect.
Hold up one sec, if you don't get the concept, I'm suggesting that you got left, they don't wanna contest with the camp that I'm rolling with, yeah, I gotta confess.
And then when I got stressed, sat down upon one says, if I lose it, the man's in a mess. I'm a lyrical chef, cook up the bars from fresh, drop fire that will burn a man's flesh.
I got lyrical fuel, like a man fall back and cool. No grist ting when I say moves, spin man out the shoes. Here, what's it on this stool, cause right now you're gonna get schooled.
Strings will get pulled, if man don't stick to the rules. I'll teach man without the school, you ain't got no hooves. I'll break through the lyrical rules, them man are sheep, us man are
hooves. Man a lyrical skeng, spray like a Big Mac 10 or a Big 4-5 that length.
I'm a lyrical threat, shells all over the set. Got a couple more clips in my head, got a few more left.
Rinse off the clip, then jet, man a man could never take check.
Man can't intercept, yeah man best come correct, cause you can't test my intellect.
That's Lyrical Skengs by Danny DeRito and Stogie. What?
It's your face after that, so.
It was a hard-hitting song.
Yeah,
it was impactful.
It was. 2 minutes of madness.
No, absolutely. It's FUBAR Radio. It's your Hump Day Helpers are in session from now till 6 o'clock. Hannah Witten's up next, stepping up, stepping in. Sorry, I've always wanted to say that. This nice. Isn't pirate radio. Stepping up, stepping in. It's Hannah Witten.
Yeah,
bag of dub plates.
What is in those Twiglets?
Nothing. I didn't have a Twiglet. I had them cookies. I told you there's crack in the cookies. I told you. I fucking told you. You spiked my lunch.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, we've got an amazing guest in right now. Forget Hannah Witten for now. because we are here until six. We've got a supreme guest in our midst. He goes by the name of Pep. I call him Pep Star.
Yeah.
Let's give him a round of applause.
What's
going on?
Happy to be here.
Mate, I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah.
I was telling these lot like last week that you were in my first ever grime crew back in the day.
Yeah.
Before it was even called grime.
Before it was called grime?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Too
this.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What?
We were in a crew called Too
was
Terrible.
This is when you were Smythe.
Was that? Yeah, I must have been. Way back, bro. Clapton. Back then. Wigan House.
Yeah.
Get me.
Oh, so like we're pushing 10, 15 years.
No, not that long ago, was it? It must have been about...
Not actually coming up towards...
Maybe about 12 years or something.
Yeah, 12, 13. Shit.
It's a long time.
Trust me.
Mad.
And he was the freshest back then as well.
Yeah?
Mad team.
He was.
Him.
The absolute freshest.
Bro, I used to drop garms like...
One away.
Like a clumsy tailor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You still do.
But back then it was even more special, man.
Yeah.
Back then, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm glad you remember that.
I want to hear some stories. What, like?
You know. Oh, no, we just did our thing. We just used to go youth club.
Yeah, spit
in Wigan House.
Yeah,
club, but we were mad young though. That's the thing. Like,
if you say 12 years ago, that's not. Like, you weren't that young.
And then you two figure out to shit. You've got to.
What are you expecting, a Zimmer frame or something? Like, are you expecting a family like, and a fucking
club,
mortgage?
When I was going youth club, I was like 11.
No, you're going to a different youth club. The youth club you went to when you're 11.
What youth clubs were you going to? You stopped getting youth club at 11?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Wow.
And then you were going to some Friday night disco, bro, for kids, you know what I mean?
Like, man, we're getting youth club in the end till like 20.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it was always active, because people were active. It was music, innit? That's the thing.
That's why I'm confused.
If the main thing you're going for is music, like, you lot in, I'm not, no offence, but you lot in your ends weren't doing music at your youth club.
No, obviously not. Mm.
You're playing that little mini pool table.
I was just playing ping pong for hours.
Yeah, that's why you're good at that now. I'm only joking. That was a part, but I was joking. Anyway, Pep.
Yeah.
We were back in the day. You've honed your talent, and not only lyrically, but production-wise as well. You're multi-talented, and you produce a lot of your own stuff.
Yeah.
And was that a case of not having producers good enough?
Yeah, man, they're all rubbish. I'm joking. it was... what was it? It was easier, and it was less hassle to ask people. It was just easier to make, to be honest.
Mm.
And... because I'd like play the piano, mm-hmm. it was just like just an easy thing to do. Make a beat and then record it, rather than having to beg man and, you know, try and source out people. That's really the reason, to be totally honest.
Because I know a lot of self-producing MCs.
Yeah.
Always say that it was because they just couldn't get good enough beats for them. And you're an exceptional MC, so I suppose. I just kind of assume that you thought, you know, it's got to be the perfect beat for what I'm gonna spit, and I'm not really feeling anything about. But you are like so is that classically trained on the piano then?
Yeah, like I'd done the whole lesson thing.
The whole learning thing.
I got a grade 6.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd done that, and then got a bit too cool for school. I stopped it. That's like my biggest regret. I should have like taken that all the way. I'm trying to now, though. I'm going to start up again and then go all the way with the classical training. But yeah, that's what it was. It was the classical training, and then because I was able to play the keys, it was just easy to load up a program and whatever's in my mind, you know, replicate it on there. And then we had Ocean as well, which was like a venue.
Of course.
In Hackney that like had all these computers and let you stay till ungodly hours. Mm. So that was cool.
Another thing you wouldn't have had in Brighton, you just had the ocean.
Which might have been better.
I'm talking about youth clubs I went to in London, by the way. I never went to a youth club when I was in Brighton.
Oh, fair.
Mm.
Sorry.
Right?
No worries.
But you're very highly respected among your peers. That's something that's sort of very special about you. Your praises have been sung by Stormzy, Getz, JME. These are people of a very high caliber. And it all seems to happen so organically. But do you feel like, in general, though, that you are one of the underrated ones?
Underrated? I don't know if it's underrated. I think more people. I think everyone that sees it likes it.
So yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because you always the reaction's always amazing. But for me, you should be one of the biggest. Like, yeah, it's as simple as that. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, I remember that video you did where you created the beat on the, like, on the loop pedal. Of yeah, the yeah, thing yeah, on SP, yeah. And I just thought, fuck yeah, yeah, no. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Jesus, how is that not like... like a household name, like, you know, like Stormzy or whatever. Right. Like, yeah. My man's like, doing,
you know,
this.
Like Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, people, yeah, people revere Kanye as this, like, you know, self producing MC. Do you know what, yeah, I mean? They say he's a genius musically and he's revered for that.
Mm. It's crazy. I think maybe here, when I was, you know, at the time when I started to show, you know, showcase the production and the rapping, they might not have, people might not have been able to, you know, understand it fully, or
people are, yeah, stupid.
And I think, yeah, well, now, do you know, with like obviously the rise of grime and of like the UK urban scene in general, really, I feel like people are going to start seeing that and appreciating it more now they start, yeah, to understand the music and the genre more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel with time that will, it can't not, do you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And time is a very important factor.
It is, yeah.
Absolutely. And you were just a, like, maybe ahead of the time almost, you know, mm, what I mean, with doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was probably less, like, less celebrated back then, but now, well, you kind of,
like, when I seen that, like, when I seen that, there's no other grime producers or you, in that kind of genre, producers doing that kind of stuff. They were, most of them, still on Fruit Loops, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
whipping,
yeah,
a thing together, and you would produce, yeah, and stuff,
crafting,
like, and, yeah, do you know what
writing,
I mean?
Like, so, composing shit. And now, yeah, like, man was composing shit. And other dudes were producing shit. Do you, yeah, know what I mean?
Pots and pans and man's out here.
That's so, it. Yeah. Speaking of time, I didn't want to digress too far away from when we were talking about time, so I could do this perfect segue. Mm. The single One Time,
yeah,
featuring Big Sneaks.
Yeah, he's actually on his song. He's somewhere.
Is he here somewhere?
He's somewhere, yeah.
Is he one of, man, those people in this room? Because I've never seen him before.
Is he big?
No.
No, man, no, nah, it's not Big Sneaks.
But he's a killer, that guy.
Yeah, oh, is he? Yeah.
Is Big Sneaks big?
Pretty big, yeah.
That would explain a lot about his name.
Like when it happens, oh, it's ironic, the other way around,
like,
isn't
tiny, yeah, tiny Lister that
to
plays,
be fair,
Devo.
He was, like, big in secondary school,
right?
So I think everyone's caught up. So he's probably,
oh,
not,
he's
that big.
Always,
oh,
been big.
See,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah,
right.
I'm sure he's bigger than me. I'm pretty small.
I'm fucking massive.
Yeah, he's giant, mate. Well, yeah, the One Time.
Yeah, he's on the new single One Time, which, no, the video for which you shot in Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
God, that
was,
damn,
that's how you're moving. Yeah, flexing.
Oh man, it was,
I,
amazing.
I,
I'm gonna put out behind the scenes for it.
You have to.
I have to,
mate. You have to, and get David Attenborough. Man. David Attenborough probably narrate it for you.
What, that would be crazy. Maybe I'll just get clips of what's him saying stuff.
Just patched together some narration.
I will, yeah. It would make sense, weirdly enough.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be brilliant.
That's an idea.
But yeah, the how long did you spend out in the Dominican Republic?
4 days. So, nice. I was out there for 4 days, which is long enough. But to be fair, I went out there like probably a month beforehand to scope it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, you had to do that.
Going out, yeah, to do recon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, just a bit of research, you know what I mean? Just had to do general research.
A recce.
Yeah.
A recce.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, went out there 4 days, prepared and stuff, and it was cool, man. It was like, it's a crazy country.
Yeah.
It's like got the best of both worlds. It's beautiful, but it still has the kind of gutter feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the authentic.
Yeah, yeah.
Authenticity.
And the concept of the video, was that your idea?
Yeah, kind of. We went out there. I mean, so the intro, I was like, oh, I've got to speak Spanish in the intro. I've got to do some, like, mafia type.
The trailer was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah. And I didn't put incredible subtitles in, because I didn't understand what I was saying. That was the real reason, honestly. I had to send the video to someone and be like, translate this again for me,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew the gist of it, but I just didn't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just kind of setting the scene. And yeah, when we went out there, we were just like, I had something in mind, and it kind of changed. It was just like, you know, I was going to do the whole lots of, just the whole fun thing. Mm. And I thought, nah, let's just do a small little story plot to it. So
small.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing too much to distract from the song, but, you know, just a small story.
Yeah, yeah. And One Time, is that part of a bigger project? What are we expecting from Pep Style like later on this year?
Yeah, I haven't named it yet, but I just have a group of there's Big Snakes.
There he is. He's big.
Was he big? He was pretty big, wasn't he?
He's a bit of a size.
I was a bit embarrassed. I didn't know if he was gonna, you know what I mean, live up to the expectations. But I've got a project. I'm probably gonna pull it out like fourth quarter in the year. Yeah.
For layman's, that's like, you know, the last 3 months of the year.
Yeah. around that time, and hopefully do a crazy show and stuff. And man. But yeah, should be cool, man.
Absolutely. We'll be there. We'll be there out in force, man, wherever you plan to go. Let's hear the song, though, man, because it's about that time. While you are listening to it, I reckon it's probably most fitting that you watch the video, man. You head up YouTube and watch the video. It's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out now.
Out right now.
Yeah.
One Time featuring Big Sneaks by Pep Style. In fact, could you do us the honour of introducing the song for us?
So right now, you are going to listen to my new single One Time by Pep Style featuring Big Medium Sneaks. Enjoy it.
Say I already got the one time, but I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the one time. One time, only got the one time, but I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the one time. One time, yeah. She was mommy. Yeah. If we did, we probably end up on the Maury. Said I couldn't link cause I was feeling poorly, but my Snapchat told a different story. Yeah. Now she's vexed with me. Bare one words in the text with me. Bare one words, it ain't stressing me. Cause I'm about to link up with Stephanie. Ayy, swear that's her best friend. Yeah, and we're about to light up the West End. My friend just rolled with a name X. He looked me in my eye and said, let's spend. Yeah, shit then. I'ma get another bottle for my lips then. I'ma get another bottle, watch her kiss then. Man, it's funny how I hit and then I miss there. She said I only got the one time, but I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the one time. One time, only got the one time, but I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the one time. One time.
She said she wants the potato, love me potato, love me. I thought that you got the potato, love me push it, love me.
Known in town. Now don't want no statements to flow around. I will come around if you don't go around. Trust that I'ma throw it down like it's hot for me. Yeah, I had a heart, but it's not for me. Show me what you got, it's a robbery. She said, let's take a rest, I'm in custody. Why you no coughing? Ooh, but baby girl, you look so good. I might just have to sing for you. Yeah. I'ma have to shoot up the club, I might just go in for you. Yeah. Just tell me you can take this L, might just be a win for you. Yeah. And after we're done, you can fly this leap as a win for you. One time, but I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the one time. One time, only got the one time. But I was cool with the one time. She told her crew about the one time. Now they know what I'ma do with the hey.
She said she wants the potato, love me potato, love me I thought that you got potato, love me push it, love me I. She said she wants the potato, love me potato, love me I thought that you got potato, love me the one time. Baby, come and do this thing one time. Just make sure you know that you're on time. I gave her what she wanted one time. Now she's calling me Mr. One Time. Baby, come and do this thing one time. Make sure you know that you're on time. I gave her what she wanted one time. Now she's calling me Mr. One Time.
Yes, baby, sir.
Banger.
Fubar Radio, Hum Day Helpers. We've got Pep Star in the studio with us right now.
Yep.
That was One Time featuring Big Sneaks that you just heard. That you just heard.
I love it.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
That you just heard.
Why is it hurt, though?
That cookie has gone to your head, bro.
I think I told you there was cracking it there. You spiked my lunch. But think about it. Why is it not heared?
Heared?
There's loads of words.
It's here. Why is it not heared?
Because, I don't know.
Just wondering. Just saying.
It's like, why is...
It's beard. So why is it not heared? Like, beard and heard are spelled the same, except B and H is different.
That's true.
So why isn't it... Here? Why isn't it bird? No.
Yeah, there are in the country, to be fair.
You know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
I actually don't. That's what I'm saying.
Because you pronounce heard, yeah. Heard, and beard and heard are spelled the same except for the B and H.
And then
why isn't it bird?
Because it... Wait, what?
It sounds like...
Look, if I write them down, like heard...
Yeah, beard and heard... are spelt similarly, but they're pronounced differently.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, why aren't they pronounced the same?
But then like as in hurt, is you are. So heard would surely be H-U-R-D.
True.
We've opened the can of worms, didn't we?
Yeah. Full fuck. Let's play a tenuous game to relieve the stress.
Before I ain't got a pen.
Okay. Me and Pep don't have a pen.
And me, what? Am I meant to write it in Harley's blood?
And a pen for Michael
what?
As well, please.
What is this shambler shit?
Closest one to me.
What's wrong
Thank
with you?
Wow. Okay, well, today's game...
All right, by the way, Pep, before we get into this, our games are dumb, innit?
No. I mean, why do you Catch do this to the guests?
I mean, this pen has kind of set it off already, hasn't it?
I still don't have one.
Oh, can I have another pen? Can you do it? It's on your finger.
Yeah. Oh, do you know, it was camouflaged against the blue...
You might
want to
write on the back.
That cookie has really messed you up.
The orange pen was camouflaged against the blue desk.
Yeah. Okay, so Pep, to celebrate your single one time...
All right.
We want to see...
Oh, you're going to be winning this week like I was the last couple of weeks now, aren't you?
What? Because you're saying...
You're next to me.
I can still see it now. I'm looking straight at Reese, but I can still see the sheet.
Okay, we want to see if you and the rest of the boys in the studio really know the time. So we've compiled 7 clips of church bells. All you have to do is tell me what time they are announcing, ringing or belling, okay? You get this?
Well, surely that's just counting.
Well, it's really not, okay? When you wait till you hear it, someone's going to get annoyed.
Look at him!
Jacob's ready
look
for this.
Look at the prick!
I don't...
How many are there?
7. So, okay, let's play a game of...
What's the time? What's the time? What's the time?
Why, Jacob, man.
That's Jacob singing. Isn't it?
So do I. It has to be.
He was in here all morning recording that. He's well chuffed right now. Yeah.
He's been kicking back today with his shoes off, with the long toenails, singing.
Mumford and Sons.
All right, so let's have clip number one. Just write down what the time is, please.
Isn't that just two?
No, I can tell you it's not two.
So what the fuck?
What?
I know. You just have to guess some numbers, really, but I'll play it again. It's not two.
Well, I've already seen the answer, so right, sorry, I'm going to write it anyway.
It's clip number two, okay?
Oh, no, I see.
19 o'clock.
With the one ding, I thought it was something else, and then it just threw me off.
There you go. Another one.
Okay, well, that's not right, but...
It's not.
No. Clip number three.
Or maybe it was that. Maybe it was that, right?
I can't say. I can't say, Harley. We all got the answer?
I'm lost now.
We're literally just writing numbers down.
Guess a number, write it down, bro.
I can go back over them afterwards if you need to hear them again. Is this clip number four? Remember that you have to put AM or PM and specify.
Oh,
no, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, that would make sense. So then the quieter bells are more likely to be at ungodly hours, whereas the louder bells are going to be the shorter ones,
like,
because it'll be like one or two,
number four,
and it'll be in the day.
Sure, okay, number four. Here's number four then. Okay, so what time is that?
But then you still just have to guess, like...
Yeah, after that.
Okay, here's number five.
An idea.
Right. Anyone need it again, or you're good?
Good, man.
Okay, here's clip number six.
obviously.
I laugh if they're just all the same time.
No, that was definitely early in the morning. That
well,
one.
Don't be giving away clues.
But it was obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so obvious.
Here's clip number 7.
Ah, obviously.
Yeah?
That one's pretty easy.
So, we've all got this, have we?
Yep.
Okay. Nailed everyone, it. Everyone. Okay. Shall we start with number 1, Harley? What you got?
It was Midnight.
Sure. Michael Payne.
Midnight.
Cap.
12 noon.
Reese.
4 p.m.
Point for Harley, point for Michael.
What time was it?
They let bells off at midnight.
Midnight, yeah.
Justin didn't write that down.
Of course I did. Look, you can clearly see it on my paper.
You have, I've seen it.
He's basically just crossed, he's just going to repeat.
Midnight.
Don't ask him the same things as me.
Okay, I'm going to start always with Michael now. What did you get for number 2?
Can I hear it again, please? You're the snitch, fam. That's what you get for eating the whole fucking cookie, bro.
Yeah.
I want to know what this cookie looked like. Have we got a picture? Have we got a nose of the cookie?
It was M&S, so it was good, yeah.
Tasted
right,
different.
Michael Payne, number 2, what did you get?
8 p.m.
Okay, Harley?
8 a.m.
Pep?
1 p.m.
Reese?
5 a.m.
Point for Harley?
Obviously.
Point for what? Harley?
How did you get deduced?
I believe he saw my paper. I believe he saw my paper.
So obviously, clearly, he has nothing then.
Well, no, that's how I normally win.
Huh?
That's how I normally win.
I did say before I can see the answers.
Number you're 3. The worst, Nat.
I'm not lying when I only say I've only saw the first three.
Yeah.
No, but Nat is just genuinely bad at keeping.
Yeah, and okay. you don't get to see them much. You'll put them down for like a split second, so then you have to just see one. So then, like at the beginning of the quiz, I'll know like question 6
right,
and 7.
I'll get better for next week or for later.
No, carry on doing as you do.
Michael Payne, what's number 3?
7 a.m.
Uh-huh. Harley?
10 a.m.
11 a.m.
1 p.m.
What did you say, Harley?
10 a.m.
A point for Harley. Okay.
Okay, it's going to be downhill from now.
Four. Right, boys. Michael Payne.
I got 4.
For what? For what?
It's up to you.
Well, you have to decide.
Ladies first.
No.
You're literally
well,
like,
because you've got
you already wrote them down.
Yeah,
I know. But like, I could easily just go like, oh.
No, give me your paper, right?
No, all right, 4 p.m. 4
I've
p.m.
definitely got them all wrong from now.
But. What am I on? 3. Yeah. Okay.
Four. No, 4.
Four. Harley.
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote 9.
And so. Pep.
2 p.m.
2. None of you got that right. It was 8 p.m.
Oh, I was only 2 hours off.
I put 9 p.m. So I'm only.
I was only 2 hours off.
Nah. My eight looks like Michael Payne, 5.
I got 5 a.m. Yep. I think I was just following the number of the question.
Harley?
9 a.m.
I got 5:35
p.m.
I got 3 p.m.
Yes, Reese got a point there. Wow. Genuinely, the first genuine point, I believe, of the game.
No, it won't. I just looked at your sheet.
He crossed it out. I see it.
How did you even turn the sheet runner away from you and I was saying
you don't get a point for that, you just admitted you cheated. So Harley's very much in the lead still.
No, because he admitted cheating on the first 3. And I've got no fucking points yet, so I deserve that.
You should have admitted it, should you? Number 6, please. Michael Payne.
Can I just say one thing? I think I should get to keep the point for midnight.
I'm because you can.
That's right. Yeah. You've got that one right.
I've actually got a genuine point. I think I've won the game.
Okay, 6. Who's got 6?
I got 3.
3 what?
3 a.m.
Okay, Harley? 3
noon.
Yeah.
Pep?
Noon as well.
Reese?
Noon.
Really? Show me what did you just see my paper and just cheating on that? Have you actually got noon?
It says noon on there.
Okay,
honestly.
Then points for 3 of you but who are not Michael Payne.
Discrimination,
okay,
man.
Perhaps got one. Reese with his first one. Right, finally 7.
2, I got 2 right.
But then, didn't you just cheat it?
I cheated on that one as well.
There's no, I'm dyslexic. No points for Reese. Okay, why are you admitting to it? Right, okay, Michael Payne.
I got 7. 9.
7, Harley.
6 p.m.
Yeah, Reese, that you probably cheated. Pep.
10 a.m.
So it's probably 6
Harley
p.m.
Harley genuinely got 6 p.m. there, I believe. Wow.
So I got
Harley,
2 then.
No, you got none.
I got 2.
Harley got 5. Pep got 1. That's it. Let's end the game.
That game is just. That game has to be scratched from the records, man.
Is that it the was, worst game
that
ever?
Was the, that was actually the worst game ever.
The worst.
Shoddiest rule keeping by Natalie ever.
But I got 2 points.
I mean, I gave up there. I was like, so bad. Points for everyone. Should we do a couple of little Jacobs?
We should end the Olympic
couple of little Jacobs.
Couple
of little Jacobs. Oh, Yes. Okay, Reese, who wants to read that?
I would, but the screen's not on. I don't
Just to stop touching it, thank you. Right, okay, who wants to read that out?
It's going to have to be Harley.
Oh, we should explain to Perp what he's doing.
Is this another one?
No.
All right, Jacob.
Basically, we are hump day helpers.
Oh, right, cool.
So we get various people want to
help.
Okay. And we help them as much as we possibly can. This is from Farashka.
Nice name.
Mm. My flatmate wears this really red lipstick all the time. Good for her. Have no issues with that. She hates it. But, well, you must have an issue. But she keeps leaving lipstick marks everywhere around that. There's the issue. Everywhere around the house. I'm not talking mugs or spoons. I'm talking about our chandeliers, carpets, door handles, books. What do we do?
Where's your flat to have chandeliers?
I know, for real, actually.
And why is she kissing the chandelier?
How's she getting up that high? You must have high ceilings if you've got chandeliers.
Kissing the floor, door handles. Imagine how many people have had their dirty little mitts on that.
And she's kissing them.
I reckon she might be like secretly on a football team or something, and she's practicing like headers, and that's how she's getting that high and smacking her face
getting
on the chandelier.
Really high,
yeah. Quite basketball.
Well, the thing is, she says she has no issues with it, so
says bless her.
So it's cool, isn't it?
It's true. Moving on.
Okay.
It done.
This is from Kelly Big Tits.
Nice.
Yes.
Hi, my boyfriend is obsessed with boogers.
Bogies.
Yeah. For the past 6 months, he's been collecting all his boogers.
Oh, come on, man.
And putting them together.
What's
to make...
What's Farushka saying?
Isn't it actually going to say he's Kelly Big Tits and they're coming with a story about bogies?
Can't with bogies, man.
Clickbait, that is.
He's been collecting all his boogers and putting them together to make this Star Wars sculpture. It's been on the ceiling for ages. Last night...
Wait, we can't just bypass that part.
What? Maybe, yeah, he's making like a Death Star. To make it more realistic, it has to be up in the sky.
It's just a ball.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's just a ball of bogey.
Yeah.
It's the Death Star.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
That's brilliant.
I mean, that's what I've
With
got.
With a little hole in the front.
That's what I've gathered from it. Last night our neighbours were banging.
Nice.
And the whole thing fell on head. My head or his head, don't know.
Her head.
I was sick for 2 straight hours.
I want to be sick now.
He was more upset about the sculpture than me. He wants to rebuild it. What do I do?
Yo, you've obviously Kelly Big Tit, so I've got a couple of things that could distract him from collecting his bogies, if you're on him. Jesus.
Oh man, why is he producing so much? Why is he producing enough bogies to make a Death Star?
Yo, why did she have to call herself Kelly Big Tits? It was irrelevant to anything.
Yeah, you should have dropped that bit out, because I actually hate you now.
She hasn't told us the scale of it.
How big this like booger thing is.
Maybe it's a clue. It's like the size of her breasts.
Maybe
the Death Star.
We don't know what that is. Ranges. Boobs also range in size.
No, but they're big though. So they're going to be anywhere
big boobs
from like
also range.
They can be anywhere from, I'd say, like a D cup.
No, but it depends on the height. If you're short, a C cup would look big.
That's really
true.
That's true.
You should have called yourself comparatively big tits.
Or maybe she just got outrageous.
Proportionately big tits.
She might just have big tits for any size. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I love the fact that her boyfriend's making bogey sculptures and we're discussing her breasts.
She done it to herself.
She did. It's so true. You introduced yourself as Kelly Big Tits. Yeah. Now we're pondering the size of your bosoms.
I mean, make him make a new one, but just like in a new location. If he really won't, you know, to give up his passion of sculpturing bogeys, make him at least make it in like a lower down area where it won't fall on your head.
Yeah.
Or buy him like an Airfix model. Maybe.
And some, I don't know, Vicks Vapor Rub as well. Your son is going to get rid of fucking bogeys, man.
No, we're not touching it.
There's a deeper medical issue right under our noses, so to speak.
I actually went to school with this kid who constantly had a cold.
Yes, so did I. Everyone, I think everyone did.
But how mad would that be?
Just every day of your life, you just have a runny nose.
Phlegm for
I have a runny nose like every day, though.
No, but I'm talking. He had handkerchiefs on handkerchiefs, just constantly blowing his nose.
Oh yeah, that'd be dead. What, did he have a block nose as well? Or
I mean,
because I knew a girl who constantly had a block nose, and that must be annoying.
Yeah,
because do you know when I have a block nose? That's like the worst for me. Mm. I'm a write-off when I can't breathe through my nose. So to have that every day.
For real.
Yeah.
My parents are spending their whole lives wondering what peanut butter is.
In making that noise, though, so he's got a block nose and he breathes like that, which sounds like Darth Vader.
Oh my god!
And now I'm going to go home and build a bogey duster.
Oh, fuck!
Mind blown.
That's why he's doing it.
That's why he's Darth Vader. Yeah. Your boyfriend is James L. Jones.
Mad
thing.
That is mad, you know.
It's crazy. Problem solved.
Yeah, no, he will kill you. Basically, yeah. Basically, don't do anything. Like he will literally kill you without even touching you. So you're his now. Don't need menace again. I don't want any part of this shit.
Well, don't drag me into your problems.
Exactly. Fucking get that Darth Vader dragging me around these people.
Wow, beautiful. Well, on that note,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming and dealing with our weirdness
and cracking that fucking mate.
And getting a legitimate point on that game show.
Yeah, mate, you came in and just like we introduced you as this prodigy, as this super intelligent guy,
and you haven't proved anyone wrong. I mean, what?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's been fun.
Thank you very much.
To be fair.
Literally the only word he's got for us.
It's been okay.
it's been moderately pleasing. No, thank you so much, bro. Let people know where they can find you online.
No snow stars, Pep.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been talking about Darth Vader and all that. Maybe I am. No, who knows? No stars, Pep on the Twitter and Instagram and stuff. And hit me up.
That's it. Music coming out. More music coming out this year.
Yeah, some good stuff. Brilliant. Man.
Nice one. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. You guys are awesome.
sick. Seal of approval. It's FUBAR Radio's Hump Day Help. This is a song.
Unconceivable. Unbelievable. Grandma like a hammer. Information receivable. Sent by the Lord.
Bar Radio presents
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Let her
ask. Who's calling me? Did you call me?
It's your gang name.
My gang name, yo. What's your crew called? Clitoris.
Clitoris.
That's a terrible name.
It's a bad boy crew.
Right.
No, don't mess with them. That's the click crew, boy. That's the click crew.
Click crew.
They're really sensitive. Don't mess with them.
Yeah. Okay. Don't come straight over it. No, maybe they won't. That's the problem. All right.
Every Friday.
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR
Radio. Drops for Shiro. Oh! That was sheer class.
Sticky. Man, start beef with a kick that ain't good for your health, like Aloe Vera. You never knew I'm an old school legend, plus I'm banging goals like Alan Shearer. Step to the mic, four reloads, eight bars. You don't wanna step to the mic, fam. Just know when you step to the mic, I'm an old school legend like Alan Shearer.
Man, I'm an old school legend like Alan. What you gonna do when I pass you the baton? Looking around to your man then for some help, but they already told you don't mess with cannon. Heard man talking like a drug baron, said he was knocking out oars like Hatton. Till he gets blocked by the feds with a gram and starts squealing before he's been hit with a baton. I made happen what no one expected to happen. Nah, they weren't expecting this. When I had beat down creps in this, so the door open and crept in this. Me and Massa like corner and crept in this. Go back to back and nobody won't back them. So back up or find out that I ain't lacking. Man, start beef with a kick that ain't good for your health, like Aloe Vera. You never knew I'm an old school legend, plus I'm banging goals like Alan Shearer. Step to the mic, four reloads, eight bars. You don't wanna step to the mic, fam, just know when you step to the mic, I'm an old school legend like Alan Shearer.
I've been piffing great. Yeah, I grew up on that sicky stick. Nobody give a shit these ways. I never grew up with that big meat plate. I had to fill it, had to split three ways. Don't need your love like Mary J. Blige. I'm OTF while you're picking bae. Yeah, I seen your bitch made way. Nah, I never been shook cause them man look wet. Can't wipe out the mask, so don't get me vexed. Me and Callan go together like a Callan and Rex. We're like ice and sick man with banger man's head. Bro, that don't miss the drop, a man's clanging on decks. Roll on your block on my toes, that's my 10. Thomas can let bring the O's, I want 10. You know how it goes and it ends.
Man, start beef with a kick that ain't good for your health, like Aloe Vera. You never knew I'm an old school legend, plus I'm banging goals like Alan Shearer. Step to the mic, four reloads, eight bars. You don't wanna step to the mic, fam, just know when you step to the mic, I'm an old school legend like Alan Shearer.
I'm chasing paper, you're chasing Pokemon. Give me 5 minutes, but I wrote a song. Music and money, what I focus on. You ain't got drive, go get your focus on. Man, I'm on the old school legends. Man, I'm on the old school legends. Man, I'm still young in this, but man, I'm still old school legends.
Man, start beef with a kick that ain't good for your health, like Aloe Vera. You never knew I'm an old school legend, plus I'm banging goals like Alan Shearer. Step to the mic, four reloads, eight bars. You don't wanna step to the mic, fam, just know when you step to the mic, I'm an old school legend like Alan Shearer.
It's Hump Day Help on FUBAR Radio. That's Alan Shearer featuring Cannon, and Mass by Sticky Blood. It's not actually Alan Shearer as an artist featuring those other two artists. It's a song called Alan Shearer.
A banging goals like Alan Shearer.
Mm.
Good for your health like Aloe Vera.
Hey, Aloe Vera. Well, we are going to have to talk about this, actually. Because we spoke about 50 Cent earlier on, and we got some equally surprising stories coming up for you.
What?
Are you okay?
Over there, the flinging boxes around.
That was not me.
It was dead. No, what?
What?
Sorry, Justin.
A prisoner's campaign for sex dolls for 82,000 of his inmates to release testosterone. Actually, no. It's Britain's 82,000 inmates. I was thinking, that's a fucking massive prison, to be fair. So a prisoner has written that he believes Britain's 82,000 male inmates should be given sex dolls as they are filled with testosterone and need an outlet. Jack Suarez, 48, who was jailed for 17 years in 2012 for drug dealing, said that he came up with the idea after watching Sex Toy Secrets on Channel 4. Writing in the latest edition of Inside Time... a prison magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He said that because they weren't allowed conjugal visits, they should get sex dolls for good behaviour. Suarez, who is at HMP Loudon Grange, Nottinghamshire, near you, Reese.
I know where
that's where you're heading if you don't behave.
Well.
Said, the trouble is our prisons are full of young men filled with testosterone who would give their right arm for a bit of passion. Really? The frustration of this situation makes these young men restless and want to cause mischief. He pointed to the fact that some European countries allow conjugal visits, but it is unlikely that it would ever be accepted in the UK. On top of this, he believes they would provide companionship to inmates, saying they could enjoy date nights and watch soaps together or listen to music with an inanimate object.
The point is of going to jail is that you're
being punished.
Yeah, you can't have that kind of stuff.
I think it depends on the crime. You can't just say you did this or you can't have everything, and that's where I think our prison system
It must be bad enough to go into jail.
Do you think they should be allowed conjugal visits then?
For example, it really depends on what you do. Obviously, these lower class, like Cat C prisons, you get to go home at weekends or have a day release and whatever.
Not really a prison, is it?
No, not really. It's like holiday camp. Literally, free accommodation and food. And then you get to go to work and have sex.
It's basically boarding school. Adult boarding school.
All paid for. All paid for, though.
Fucking hell, you really are at Her Majesty's pleasure in one of them.
Yeah, definitely. And then, obviously, I think, for example, if I got into a fight, not me, for example, but someone got into a fight with someone and they accidentally died.
Right? What?
Wait, who's dying?
So you got into a fight with someone, yeah? They die,
mm-hmm.
You go to prison for killing them, right?
Yeah.
You didn't murder anyone, you didn't mean to, it was a fight.
Manslaughter.
Yeah, but you have to do your time, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then, even though you're not like, then they put you into the prison system and take everything away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to work to live around the prison system and become that way, which is why people then get institutionalized and come back out. Then they start, even people who go in for one time will come out reoffend and people want to be based in there. But so for example, if you did like a lesser crime, say, or something like that, you should still be given like, you know,
conjugal visits.
Yeah, and
well, maybe
stuff,
just
and more perks and just literally stripping everything and locking your.
I think that they do though. You get certain things.
Like it depends how much effort they put into the case and shit, or how much effort they put into you as a person, really.
Yeah. Well, let's hold that thought because we actually have Protégé on the phone to talk about something completely unrelated. Completely unrelated. So stick a pin in that for now. Because we've got the man himself on the phone, all the way from Bristol, Protégé. How's it going, sir?
It's going good. Interesting conversation.
Yeah. They tend to be. Not going to lie to you. But you're having a bit of a calmer time in Bristol right now. What are you up to?
I'm just chilling in my room, hanging out, waiting to, you know, get started, get the show going.
Yeah. Is it your first time in Bristol?
I'm just not sure, bro. maybe not.
That's 100%. What Bristol will do to you. It's all a haze. Oh, somewhere around that part of the time. But that's brilliant. Yeah. Have you managed to see much of the the town on this visit?
No, I drove around for a bit on my way to get some rest. It looks interesting. Lots of ups and downs, like hills and weird roads, but it's good.
Yeah,
happy to be here.
Yeah, culturally, it's a very cool city, as you've probably been told before.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what can the crowd at the Academy expect tonight? Because obviously, this is the third but last show of the tour tonight, isn't it? May 10th. Yep. So you're at the Academy tonight, and then Brighton tomorrow, and then London, Shepherd's Bush, on the 12th.
Yeah, correct. So we're getting down to a crucial part of it, and it's dope, though. I mean, like, high-energy show, you know, high-intensity, you know, bringing a full-energy reggae music, but really updated in a different way, really different sounds than what people know reggae music for. So it should be a bit interesting tonight. You know, people, the receptions have been really, really good so far. So
yeah,
can't complain, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the first time that it's been said that you're kind of leading the charge with a few other key players on the sort of the reinstatement of really kind of lyrical, politically minded, uplifting reggae. Do you feel like it kind of went in another direction before you and, like, you know, Chronix and Kabaka Pyramid came back out and brought the old school back?
It's weird because it's like people call all Jamaican music reggae.
Mm.
So it's like dancehall was, you know, at the forefront for a while, and dancehall was never about what reggae is about. So I wouldn't say that reggae had gone in a different direction. I would just say that dancehall music was getting most of the attention coming out of Jamaica.
Yeah.
And with myself, Chronix, etc., I just think there's been a shift internationally with the focus shifting back to Jamaica for reggae music. Dancehall is still doing great and has its place for sure, but just reggae music now is getting some more attention globally, and that kind of changes things, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there after the tour? There's obviously a big festival circuit that you're going to be appearing on. I'm assuming one of them, obviously, being Boomtown.
Yeah. I'll definitely be at Boomtown. I'm coming back and doing a lot of festivals in Europe.
Yeah,
but I'm back to UK to do Boomtown in about, I don't know, a couple of months, I suppose, in August.
Yeah. Yeah, they clearly love you over here in the UK. I saw you at you made a few appearances in Notting Hill Carnival last year.
Yeah, it was like all up and down over Notting Hill Carnival.
Is the UK a favourite destination of yours to tour?
It is definitely one of, for sure. I love the music scene here. I love the vibe. I really just love the energy I get from them. They're very musically conscious, and I can't complain about that, you know.
Yeah, Brexit doesn't really affect you. That's all we're really complaining about right now.
It's whack, though. I mean, I don't know why. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a completely different... We could be here all day talking about that one. But we're not going to keep you too long. I'm sure you've got, like, some prep to do before you go on stage tonight at the Academy in Bristol. For people that are listening that are in or around the Bristol area, there's still tickets available?
Yeah, you can still pull up. You can still pull up and hold a vibe with us. It's something to see, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Come through, feel the music, see what's happening, and... I mean, you know, I'll do my best to make sure that everybody goes home satisfied.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone. And I wish you well. I hope you have an amazing gig tonight and an amazing end to the tour. You're at Brighton tomorrow, the Concord 2, and Shepherd's Bush Empire in London on the 12th. For anyone listening, tickets available from www.protege.com/tour. Cheers, man. And like I said,
thank you so much again.
No, no worries, man. Enjoy the rest of the tour, bro.
Alright, take care, guys.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Watch no face, beg no more pardon. Enough drugs, money, they are cherry garden. Enough individual society applauding. You can ask anybody where them get them starting. But no politician take a donation. So no criminal will never see a station. Never see a cell, not even a courthouse. But every Sunday we see them take a boat out. North Coast Resort and car dealership. The construction company, them just don't legit. Usually wash the money, turn it round and hide it. When they kick back, them come in, the government delighted. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Now if you check his situation, a blood money running nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If what you see no really faze you, then you had the problem what we face though. Was about to buy an X6, you know. Maybe then I never have to be a prisoner. Maybe then I coulda not turn in my firearm. Police coulda come remand. Come me like me run an army.
was about to be a politician too. Maybe then I coulda make any decision, look. Maybe then I make $100 million disappear. Then me act like me no care what you vote me back in there. Because this sad reality. In a Jamaica say your status or your salary. Man the road I carry one whole heap of felony. But them have a family, I boost up the economy. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Hey. Now if you check his situation, a blood money running nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If all you see no really face you, then you what the is out of many but a one set of people feeling it. How that real society you agree to this. Things are revealed, the garbage, the machine spit. No smoke screen, a river can no conceal it. Now the system failing, the gap a get wider. A matter of time before a total divide ya. You cross the line, man drop quick to remind you. If you believe it on crime, then crime will have to find you. And that's how it's been always. That no frustrate you like it do to me. How much dead baby they over Jubilee? How much youths did 10 when them running at Tivoli? Now them 16 heart fry head fricassee. So, police cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Hey, now if you check his situation, a blood money running nation. Hey, come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If all you see no really face you, then you want the problem what we face too.
Lot of mercy. It's Fubar Radio. That was Protégé.
Yes.
And we just
Lot of mercy.
Lot of mercy. We just had him on the phone talking about his tour, the Blood Clot tour, and also about Boomtown Festival. And right now, we're preparing a little tour of our own around some flavours of Boost.
Yeah.
Energy drink.
Basically, Boost Drinks, right, has announced the release of a new limited edition flavour and an online festival to accompany the product launch. And we're going to play a little game in celebration of this.
They have sent us some. We thought we would do another taste test. So we have some flavours of drink, of which we have put them into a cup. And for some reason, we've added gin as well. But that's a nice suggestion from Reese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there any, yeah. So it's any drink?
Well, you have to guess the flavour of it, actually.
No, but I'm saying, there's nothing, there's no Boost in any of them.
Nah.
No, they are. They're all Boost.
Nah, you're holding the answers up again.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know now, don't you?
No,
I don't. I'm not like you two.
It's a scroll. Okay. He can't have read this. Okay, so they're all Boost energy drinks with a bit of gin in it. They're going to have a sip. I believe this is going to be Michael and Reese having a little sippy. And you have to tell me what you think the flavour is. But don't worry, because first of all, let's just have a listen to the jingle, shall we, that we've prepared for this game called...
Rolling down the street, we smoking.
Boost.
Yes, sir.
I knew it. We were talking about it downstairs while smoking
had
weed.
Had to be done. Anyway, should we go on to Boost number one? Gin and Boost. Okay.
Sipping on gin and Boost. Biatch!
Wait, are we writing the answers down?
I mean, Yeah. He's having a good sip. Michael Payne is having a good sip.
It's how Jesse Pinkman eats in Breaking Bad. He's out. Right.
Double sip there from Michael Payne.
Alright.
Okay, Reese is going in for a little sip. Should we say what's happening here? Oh. You got some
hints
ideas there?
Elderflower. I need to taste a bit like lint.
Well, like lilt.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting.
What's in?
Oh! So, would we like to go on to cup number two?
Yes, please, we would.
Okay, yes. That's right, Jacob, that's right.
You're not plotting. All right.
Should we have some like background music or something?
Oh, yeah. Something dramatic.
I know, you're making it so tense now.
Well, I was trying to just commentate on what you're doing.
Can you put gin and juice on in the background?
I think you should. Gin and boost. Quickly, so I don't have to ramble on.
I'm
filling empty spaces of silence. Do you know, I'm going to slurp. I'm going to slurp until you put on some fucking music.
Oh, that's a lovely noise, isn't it?
I don't even have it on the system, so I don't know why, but... Oh, yes, so we do. I think I've got a remix of it.
There we go. Okay. Oh, wait, yeah, I know what that one is. I think.
Okay, that's number two that Michael Payne has sampled there.
Fuck's sake.
Therese, he's enjoying that.
I've never drunk a booster.
Well, it's just about time to try one then, isn't it, Harley?
No.
You need a little boost today, actually, with your cold. Going on to number three. Okay.
Jeez, and
it's a very well-planned game.
Thank you. For once, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Get it on and they ain't leaving till six in the morning.
Six in the morning.
In the morning.
I know that one.
Right. Okay, that's nice. So
turn off the lights and close the door. But for what? We don't love
you. You feeling energized? So we don't
smoke the house today. What?
G's up. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this? Smoking and sipping on gin and boost.
I'm like,
with my mind on my money, and my money on my mind. Smoking and sipping on gin and boost.
This is number four coming now,
Number four looks exactly like number one.
I feel like they're both, well, certainly Michael Payne's been quite energised by this. Between this and the cookie, he's away.
I know. Wait, the cracking the cookies mixed with the cracking...
No
mixed
crack.
With the boost. There is no cracking boost.
No cracking boost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know that one. Come over to Reese now to taste boost number four flavour.
I don't normally trust anything in this colour.
You don't what?
Anything luminous green, I tend not to drink.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin. Boost. my mind.
Big for your boost.
You're getting way too big for your boost.
Was that the final? Oh, this is the final one.
You're never too big for the boost.
Make sure you don't throw them drinks out after.
You need more of a boost.
They're not actually bad. Energy drinks and gin didn't mix as bad as I thought, though.
Well, Reese and I were worried. Reese and I concocted this earlier, and we were thinking, like, you do like vodka and Red Bull quite often, but do you mix gin with an energy drink? And then we thought, let's find out. Let's see what happens.
On confidence.
Okay.
Stilos.
Okay.
I'm sure we've already had this flavour.
No.
That's what I thought as well, but then I figured it out.
Have you?
I figured it out.
Okay.
I think I have had too much boost.
Are we ready
to
go?
On my money, on my money, on my wine. It's like a party in here.
Isn't it? It's going on today.
It's like an office party.
Like the end of Christmas or something. Woo!
There's something when it's not actually that funny, but you've got something in your mouth. So you can't... I just couldn't stop laughing.
I fingered it now.
Fingered it now.
I think I've got a remix coming up of Gin and Juice here. I'm gonna see what this is all about.
Behind it's a butt now.
It says it's Gin and Juice, well listen.
Can I have one? Yeah, leave that one in here. So.
Nice. The country and western version.
Yeah, this is by the Gourds. So this is Gin and Juice. Anyway.
I'm feeling this. Yeah, let's have this as the bed.
Yeah.
Trotting down the road.
Wow, this boost worked. A boost. So, number one What flavour do you think it is, Michael Payne?
Well, for me, it was the unmistakable flavour of pineapple.
Pineapple.
Okay, Reese, what are you saying?
Oh, wait!
Just pineapple, are you saying? Or
pineapple and grapefruit.
Or just those two? Or could it be any more? Could it be more?
Tropical.
Could be tropical.
They're all fucking tropical. That's
what
important.
You're giving so many clues out right now.
I know, but I'm willing to give clues.
Mango!
No, but think of like lots of those.
Think apple. About tropical and then like move along.
Passion fruit.
What would the wording be for all of those kind of fruits together? Tropical.
Whoever gets it first gets a point.
Yeah. Punch.
No, but what are they called? They're something fruits. They're like tropical fruits, but together this is a platter of what kind of fruits? Let's say.
Citrus. Exotic.
Yes. Point for Michael.
Boom.
Payne.
Bam.
Yes. Okay, what is number two, please? Let's go start with Reese. What did you have?
Well, I went with original.
Okay.
Number five tasted exactly the fucking same.
Okay, name. Well, what did you have?
I had original.
But
as well.
Okay, well, let me tell you, you are right with the word original, but one of them is sugar free and one isn't. So you have to tell me which one is sugar free and which one is not.
I'm going to
hold on. Two? Which cup was Harriet?
Harriet was number two.
Number two. So
this
I have number two, so we can judge. If you want to try it.
Yeah. Do you think it's got sugar or is it sugar-free?
Sugar-free.
Boost.
I'm going to say sugar.
Which one is this? Is this two?
Is this sugar or sugar-free?
That's definitely sugar.
It's not.
Is it not?
It's not. It's completely sugar-free. Number two, no points. Number three, what did you have, Michael Payne?
I had strawberry.
And raspberry.
It's another berry. I have to familiar. It's not a berry I'm familiar with, but it's another berry.
Gooseberry.
No. It begins with a P. I've not heard of this berry before, but
Pooberry.
Pooberry.
Pomberry.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
No.
It is pomberry though, so you get a point,
well, yeah. Pom is apple in French, isn't it?
Oh, so pomberry blush, sugar free. Alright, okay, number four. What did you have for number four?
Lime. Easily lime.
Think
of the family.
What is lime? What's lemon the lime family?
But what's lemon it, what, and lime.
Citrus.
It, yes, citrus. Michael Payne again.
Citrus.
Can I have that?
Well, you didn't say it, did you?
I'm thinking it, though. So.
No, I can't give you points for thinking it. No. That's a new low. Okay, so then number five. What's number five?
Oh, wait, I've got this one right. Original with sugar.
Did you have that, though? Because you said the other one was original with sugar.
I've nearly got it.
To be fair. You haven't got it.
I just fucking said it.
Cola.
Did you
write? I had cola as well, but I crossed it out.
Why did you both have cola?
Because it tasted like cola.
Did it?
You got to kind of say what you taste.
Yeah, but the thing is, did this number two not taste like cola?
Yeah, you didn't put cola.
Yeah,
that's
I knew that when I tasted number two. I thought that number two was original. And then I thought number five was original, but I thought, no, number five tastes a bit more like cola.
What did I write for number five?
OG slugs?
Shugs.
OG because shugs.
It's not that. Okay, well then, as always, we're not always.
Hey, no, it had sugar in this one, though.
Have sugar.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, exactly. You got it right.
Point for Reese. Point for Reese. But it doesn't matter anyway because Michael Payne won with a tight three.
Thank you very much.
Man, light.
Thank you very much.
Well done,
man.
And thanks to Boost for supplying the energy in this room today, really, because have certainly pepped up.
I'm surprised a lot of grime MCs haven't run in it because the energies are so correct.
Energies are so.
NRG. Okay, well, that's a good score. Should we go into a little tune and then come back and maybe
yes,
do a
let's, because I'm going to go and hunt now.
Found my mind in a brown paper bag with it.
Sharon Jones and the Dab Kings. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in.
It's cover.
Is
Kenny Rogers song. From The Big Lebowski. Have you watched that film?
Yes.
Beginning when he's like falling down. That's the yeah. Kenny Rogers
longest
song
title film. Ever.
It's a good film though.
Yeah, not great film. No, I was talking about the song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The longest title ever. Big okay. Lebowski's not
way too big for the boost.
A bit more humping.
Energy.
NRG.
Energy crew.
NRG.
NRG.
Do you remember those mopeds? The NRG?
Yeah.
The NRG was amazing.
So we've got a few more people to help out before we wrap up this shindig. From Naomi.
Sup, Naomi.
Hey, I got this painting of this nude guy and put it in my bedroom. I feel like he's watching me and it's turning me on. I stuck my clothes on him so I can't see his naked body. But still, that painting gets me going. How do I make him stop looking at me?
You can't.
Cut the eyes out.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yeah, blacken, like, all look blackened, but, you know, uh-huh. The eyes.
So if you close yours.
If you never want a photo that follows you around the room, make sure you never look at the camera when it's taken. Because that's when it makes... You know, when you walk in there, that's the reason why. So just never...
Go find this guy. Take a photo of him. Is that what you're saying? But make sure he doesn't look at the camera. Replace the painting
with
a photo of the same
or
guy.
Or wipe his eyes out and then repaint them looking off-center.
Yeah, that's true.
Beautiful.
Yeah. White out the eyes.
Beautiful.
Okay. Simple. Is that Naomi Dunn?
From Lolly. Hello, I'm addicted to farting.
I'd love it if that was Lolly Adefope.
Yeah. That would be great.
That would be so great. If it is you, Lolly, we salute you. You're amazing.
The way my farts shake my cheeks is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I can relate.
Mm-hmm. I fart at church. Last week, I managed to fart throughout Amazing Grace. I fart in Asda. I fart in Costa. I fart wherever I can. I literally can't stop. What do I do? Keep on farting.
You've got to pick what social class you're in, first of all. How can you be in Asda and Costa? You know what I mean?
Asda and Costa are on par.
Actually, they are. She'd said Starbucks, then I would have said Asda and Starbucks. Yeah.
What? Costa. So Starbucks like Waitrose then?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh wait. Are you saying that Costa? I was saying that like Asda is like an upper class shop.
No.
Yeah. In what state?
But basically, in Nottingham, the only Asda is in the posh part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Says a lot about Nottingham, but.
That's not necessarily the way.
So you don't have a Marks and Spencer anywhere in Nottingham?
Food hall.
Yeah, in the city centre.
Yeah.
In Nottingham town centre, in like the big centre, there is a Marks and Spencer's.
Asda in London's like same levels as Lidl.
No, it's above
slightly
Lidl.
Slightly up from
it's
Lidl.
It's like Lidl, then Asda's, then Tesco and Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's is up from Tesco.
No.
Do you know the thing about Tesco? Tesco's like Tesco is in every single tier. It's all encompassing. Tesco is a beast.
Yeah, because they have the really shit stores. And they have like the Tesco mega home stores.
Tesco do not fuck around, man.
They do.
They do not fuck around. They've got it all.
But I'd put Sainsbury's above Tesco slightly.
So do I, actually. Yeah. No, they're rare. No. It's more rare. Mm-hmm. You get me? It's rare to find the Sainsbury's.
Yeah, but Sainsbury's a dog. That's why. Sainsbury's are going to be like Safeway. You know what I mean?
I was angry at my local Sainsbury's one time because I went down there to buy some food. And a guy was filling up a fucking huge bin bag full of baked goods. And I said, where are they going? Are they going to kind of be given away to the homeless? And he was like, no, they literally just get discarded. They get thrown away. And I think, like, some of it's like landfill. And yeah.
I just want to... My local Sainsbury's security guard, or my old local Sainsbury's security guard, his name was Dynasty, absolute G. He used to always steal the baked goods after work and give them to
good on
people.
Him.
And he also once bought me chicken wings at 3 a.m. when I saw him randomly. So shout out Dynasty.
Yeah, and by the way, this is what I was told by Sainsbury's employee.
Yeah, no, that's
so
true.
I'm not trying to say that's fact.
I just snitched on Dynasty on the radio.
Man like Dynasty.
However, Lolly.
Forgotten about Lolly.
Sorry, Lolly.
Oh yeah, move to China. It's acceptable to fart in public. It's like normal thing to do out
is
there.
It?
So
really?
Yeah, like breaking wind, spitting, all of that. It's just normal bodily function. So it's not like frowned upon. So you'll be in like a supermarket, and they'll just be like, people just
Fleming on the mangoes.
Well, like when you're in the street, like even your taxi driver will be Fleming, like properly drawing it up from the back of the throat. But like, yeah, you go into the shops and there's like, you know, like old women just walking around breaking windows, doing the shopping, like normal. And
but
like,
just because it's accepted, is it common though?
Yeah,
mad thing.
Well, like, yeah. But like, think I've only ever been to China, I don't know, say 5 or 6 times in my life. Each one of them times,
that's quite a lot.
One of them, you know what I mean? But no, I'm saying each one of them times has never been for longer than a week. And if I've seen it of numerous times over those, say, probably 4 weeks in total I've spent in China, then it must be quite a regular thing.
Everywhere, in cinemas, everywhere.
And my friend, he used to go out with a Chinese girl, and he used to say when they'd go around and have family dinners, they'd all do it around the table and stuff like that. But like to them, like, yeah, discuss you, but to them, it's never been like a...
It's gas, cuz.
And
it's literally smelly gas.
Out of your bumhole.
You can't stop it. You can't stop it happening.
Just try, man. No, I'm not having that.
Just wait until suppresses him until he does an inside fart.
Until you're in a place where it's not going to affect other people.
Yeah. That's true.
Or let it out silently and blame it on someone else, respectably, like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay, so how do you feel, some people have different opinions here, like when you're going out with somebody or when you're with friends or someone and they fart in front of you or you fart in front of them, are you just like, I get mad
when people fart around me.
Okay.
My missus has never farted in front of me.
Have you done it around her?
Yeah, of course, all the time.
Inside, I get mad. I might not show it, but I do hate people a little bit when they think that it's cool to just fart.
But maybe if they like let it slip out and they're like, oh, sorry. But if
I'll accept that one. If I punch him in the stomach and they accidentally fart.
That's a bit.
Exactly.
But there was a man at school that were like really overly confident with farting even then. Like most people at school didn't want to fart in class. Like that was... Yeah. A social faux pas, but then there was those men that were just...
I just hope you follow through. Like, if you fight in public, I hope you follow through. Just do.
Not if it's an accident. How do you feel about the old farting issue, Harley?
Pretty similar to everyone else in the country.
So what, you'd rather they didn't do in front of you, but...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I feel the same.
The worst is when you're at a bar and someone does it near you, and then, because it's music's loud, you know what I mean? It's like, and then you think that people might start thinking it's you, and you have to walk away, then you look more suspicious.
Yeah. But have you ever been in your own space, just jamming by yourself, and you're there for a good 20 minutes by yourself, and then you fart, and then someone comes and joins you out of the blue. Someone just clocks you where you are. And just, hey, man! You're like, oh, fuck, go away. And like, oh, what's up, man? Oh. And then so they're blaming you. So your body language was saying fuck off, you had your back turned and everything, and they tapped you on the shoulder. Hey man,
there must be like a pheromone in it or something that attracts people, because I swear that happens all the time
bro. Soon as I fart, I could have been on my own all day. The most unlikely person will always show up there and just start chatting.
It's awkward, isn't it? There, it's like, oh,
fucking hate that.
However, said that, Lolly, she loves it. She loves farting. She's addicted to it. She liked the way hot farts shake her cheeks. She farts everywhere.
Write to someone else for your problems.
You said it. Move to China.
Okay, so Lolly just has to move. Go to China. It'll be fine.
Well,
okay. Well, that's good.
That's not all we got time for, is it?
We got time for a super quick other one from Rosa.
Rosa, I'm not sure if you've ever heard anything like this before, but here goes. I'm a 27-year-old woman and I have a fetish for watching women give birth, which I've had since I was a little girl. I like to watch
Lamaze
instruction videos and YouTube videos of women giving birth. I don't know if that's okay.
Whose instruction videos?
It's Lamaze, is a certain way of breathing techniques.
Oh, right. I think. Who's it named after?
Lamar.
Kendrick. Just make it look sexy. That's the training.
Kendrick Lamar's technique.
Bitch, where were you when I was breathing?
I'm out.
He doesn't breathe much when he raps, though. Well. So.
He's actually got an amazing breathing technique, because the exact way he raps on record, he raps live, and everyone says that he's actually possibly one of the best performers on the planet because of that. And on that note,
have those people who said that seen you two perform, though? This is what I mean. Mm-hmm. So
probably that's probably why they're saying it. I'm shit when it comes to breathing nowadays.
Okay, but what she's saying about, she's got, I don't know if it's a sexual fetish.
Yo,
or
who wants to
fetish?
See someone get the vagina ripped open and squeeze a little person out? That isn't sexual for anyone ever.
Well, maybe she hasn't had birth. Maybe she hasn't.
It's pain and gore. It is pain and gore, and that's turning her on.
Have a child, and then get back to us.
Okay.
She made. You
had a chance to take a selfie.
And it stopped getting off to other people having a painful
experience.
Does it
have to be getting off? I guess a fetish it is, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah, it would be somewhat sexual. Interesting.
Just start having kids of your own and taking little selfies while you're doing it.
You don't have a fetish of yourself giving birth, do you?
Huh?
You don't want to, it'd be weird to have a fetish
just
of yourself.
No face, no case, innit? You won't know it's you. Yeah, if your face
no
ain't
spray,
in it.
No spray, no leg.
Works right. Same logic.
Yeah, true, true, true. Wow.
Well, next week. Yeah, what a show. Speaking of shows.
Next week's show.
Next week's show.
My perfect segue skills.
Sorry.
I'm just so excited. He headbutted
just
the
don't,
mic.
Just don't be here next week.
Yeah. I didn't a mic drop. It was that exciting.
Next week, we're going to have Doc Brown doing a takeover on
the
show.
He's
in
for the whole show.
His album Stemmer is out next Friday.
Yep.
So as part of the celebrations, the lead up to this monumental occasion, he's going to be coming in and just basically being Harley. So seriously, Harley, don't come in next week.
Wait, I thought none of us had to come in. If he's doing a takeover, we've all got the day off.
At least one of us. But we'll only be playing tracks from Stemmer on the show next week.
Only be playing tracks
from
Stemmer.
Yeah, the whole show is all about Stemmer.
All about Stemmer. Yeah. Dunno the Dunno. So, join us next week. Right now, Hannah Witten is up until 8 p.m. She's got a bag of dub plates and she's going to be choice. She's...
Why can't you take me seriously? Just spun Booster now.
A bag of dub plates.
She's going to be chatting to Michael Jackson.
What?
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.